A large portion of Americans feel that our nation is headed in the wrong direction. Are we in this nation undergoing a type of cultural revolution as China underwent under Chairman Mao in the 1960s? Publius Communications writes, Xi Van Fleet, author of Mao's America, A Survivor's Warning, makes a passionate case that history is eerily repeating itself as the woke revolution spreads across America. Xi Van Fleet lived through the horrors of the Chinese Cultural Revolution as a schoolgirl, but all these years later, she disturbingly sees signs of the same cultural Marxism that ravaged her birth country of China, threatening to destroy the America she now calls home, end quote. And I want to add one more thing about Chairman Mao, and that is, some historians note that he is likely the single worst mass murderer of human beings in world history. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And right now, Xi Van Fleet, who survived Mao's China, joins us on the program. Xi, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so tell us about your story and when did you actually eventually come to America? But let's begin with what happened in China that you personally experienced and your family.
Well, that's a question that needs a long time for me to answer, but I make it.
Okay, I'm going to sit down and listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was born in Mao, China, and when I was seven, just finished my first semester of my first grade when Cultural Revolution started. That was 1966, and it lasted for 10 years until the death of Mao, which is 1976. So I experienced the entire Cultural Revolution, and I witnessed the chaos, the absolutely total destruction and of our heritage. And also I witnessed people were so divided and they were willing to kill each other. And so after I graduated from high school at the age of 16, because Mao cut off 2 years out of the compulsory education, he said, what's the use of more education? So now I only have 10. So when I 10 years of education, two of those years I missed because school were closed when Cultural Revolution started. So at the age of 16, I was out of school. And what awaited for us? Nothing. So because the whole country was in total ruins, there's no jobs, no nothing. So we were all sent to the countryside to be re-educated by the peasants. And I went to the countryside with millions and millions of urban youth and worked in the field under primitive conditions for 3 years. And when by then Deng Xiaoping, Mao's successor, took over power and he wanted to revive China or the CCP from its deathbed. And one of the first things he did is reopen the universities to people who had to take examination and passed it. And that's what I did. And so at the age of 19, I was able to go to college and to study English. And so eventually I was able to get a scholarship to come to study in America. And I was able to get my visa in 1986. And so, and then ever since, I lived here, become a citizen, and loved everything about this country, and never got involved politically, never even paid close attention to what's going on until when I see a sign of absolutely alarming similarities of what I experienced in China and what's going on here. So finally, 2020 became my turning point, and I know without the slightest doubt that Marxist revolution was in full swing. And I have to speak up and to warn Americans that this is history repeating. So in summer of 2021, I went to the school board in Loudoun County and gave that 1 minute speech, which to my surprise went viral. And so And ever since, I've been speaking up and warning Americans that we are on the same path for destruction.
Wow. Okay, so what kind of examples do you see in the woke revolution that are similar to what you saw in Mao's China?
Yes, first of all, it is a revolution, okay? It is not just a movement. What is a revolution? It really wants to destroy the existing system. And in China, Mao wants to destroy his own party, his own government, because he wants to restart something new, because he thought he was losing total control of his government, of his party. So he would be willing to destroy everything in order to bring about to rebuild it according to his image, which is Maoism. And the same thing is happening here. Those woke revolutionaries, they condemn our system. They condemn it as systematic racism and has to be destroyed. And that's why they want to cancel everything. They want to cancel everything that is traditional, that is American. And so one thing is that they want to rewrite history. They want to erase history. They dismantle statues, which was what happened in the Cultural Revolution. They want to rename everything and into something that is up to standard to their political correctness. That happened in China. And then they absolutely sow the seeds of hatred and division is what they depend on. And in China during the Cultural Revolution, people were turned against each other, and to the point they hate each other so much that they're willing to kill each other. 20-some million people lost their lives. And we're seeing here, we're seeing that people hate each other so much. And it's not just in general. It happened in the family. It happened in the workplace. It happened in every part of our society. People hate each other because they disagree politically. And all this and more. And, of course, indoctrination of youth. What happened in the Cultural Revolution in China was a Red Guard revolution. It was a youth revolution. Mao used the young people to do his bidding. Same thing here. Same thing we see in school, universities. We have generations now of Marxists, because they already took over our institutions, and then they have been indoctrinated our kids for decades. All this and more,
Read
my book so you can get all the information.
Sure. Would you say that it's safe to boil down Marxism to this? There are the oppressors and there are the oppressed. You could change whatever criterion you want to, but for example, right now in the Hamas-Israeli conflict, the Israelis, even if it's an Israeli baby, they're the oppressor, and the Hamas, they're the oppressed. And this is why we see young people in America, marching in favor of Hamas and in opposition to any kind of support of Israel. Is that an example of this woke revolution you're talking about in
Absolutely.
Our times?
Yeah. The oppressor versus oppressed is the fundamental operating system for Marxism. They have to divide the people into opposing groups. And what they do is condemn one part of the population as the oppressors, and then the rest oppressed. And then what you do? If you are oppressed, you don't just stay oppressed. You fight back. You fight back against the oppressors. And that's what happened in China. And once you deemed as an oppressor, you become the enemy of the state, the enemy of the people. And anything done to those enemy of the state is justifiable. And that includes raping, torture, beheading, and all any atrocity, because they were just nothing but just enemy of the state or enemy of the people. And that's what happened in China. That's what they use the same operating system to indoctrinate the kids. That's why they don't know. The only thing they go by is who is the oppressor, who is the oppressed. And then they just go shouting, support the oppressed.
Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's called the golden rule. Not that Christians have always followed it, but recently there's been some controversy where the Biden administration wants to tear down the statue of William Penn. William Penn lived by the golden rule. He treated Indians, he treated everybody, in ways that he wanted to be treated. And yet he's politically incorrect. So where does religion and the golden rule and Jesus fit, in these cultural revolutions, if you will?
Yeah, when I say Marxist cultural revolution, it's one word. The other word is it's the communist revolution. And what is about communism? It cannot stand any other religion. It has to eradicate all religions because itself is a religion. So that's what's really happening here. They destroy religion, and especially Christianity, because Christianity actually is the only serious rival to communism. And so they have their now passionate followers who want to destroy everything that they condemn as not up to their standards.
Okay, how about a comment about the founding fathers of America, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, James Madison? Where do they fit in our woke revolution? Kind of like what you were talking about with China.
Well, they are actually the problem. They want to get rid of them. So in most cultural revolution, we denounced everybody. We denounced Confucian, which has been his teaching has been the foundation of Chinese civilization for 2,000 years. It has to go. And they closed the church, and then they denounced everything. And then, of course, they indoctrinated the young people, so they knew nothing rather than communism. And so here, too, they, in order to have their woke ideology to take control, they have to denounce everything. Everything in the past, including Christianity, including our founding fathers and our founding principles. Everything that is absolutely the foundation of this country has to be destroyed.
Wow.
That's the essence of cancel culture.
Sure. Okay, we have about a minute and a half left. Leave us with some hope here. And by the way, again, She Van Fleet, she is spelled XI, new word van, new word fleet. And her book is Mao's America, A Survivor's Warning. Okay, we have a minute or so left. Leave us with some hope here. She, please.
Yeah, I know. It is very disheartening. It's heartbroken for me who escaped communism only to find it's here. It's here to take over the last stand of freedom, United States of America. But also there is a great hope. Because just a few years ago, so few people really see what's going on, because we're just enjoying our warm water jacuzzi. And in 2020, we suddenly, many, many people realize we are actually the frog being boiled alive. So more and more people are waking up, and that's our hope. See the parents? That's where I went. I went to school board. I see parents, and now I talk to people around the country. I see so many people who shared my story that we were not involved, not paying attention until 2020. Then we awakened, and then we are engaged, and that's our hope. And so we need more and more people waking up. When people realize the dire situation we are in, most of them will join the conservative course to save our country. So I think there's a great hope, and we have to fight.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much for being with us. I just did a quick search on my phone, even Mao's America, A Survivor's Warning. Boom. The book comes right up. She Van Fleet, thanks for being with us. All the best.